Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. It's that time of the year again, when we put the clocks back 1 hour to Greenwich Mean Time for the winter. You may think, oh goody, an extra hour in bed. However, have you ever thought about how going back in time just 1 hour may affect your overall health and well-being? Yes, we will have lighter mornings and darker evenings for a while, which is okay. Whilst that's a bit of a positive to the clocks going back an hour, you may find some difficulties too, till your body becomes more accustomed to the changes. Why is that? I looked into this very question and I found some rather surprising answers. Us humans have an internal body clock. It's called a circadian rhythm. Sounds quite exotic, doesn't it? It's a cyclical rhythm that responds to light and darkness on a daily basis, and it's affected by our behaviour as well as any physical and mental changes in our lives at the time. What I mean by that is being up and about during the day and going to bed at night for the majority of people is the normal thing, isn't it? I recognise that some people may work night shifts on a regular basis, so the rhythm may be slightly different. Changes to the clock in the UK, even by going forward 1 hour in the spring and going back 1 hour in the autumn, can make you feel quite out of sorts for a while. I'm no stranger to crossing time zones during my travels around the world. Personally, it takes me around a week to become accustomed to just 1 hour in minor time change, really. Everyone's different, mind you, so how it affects me will be very different to how it affects you. Another interesting thing I found was about how changing time zones can affect your immune system and how exposure to daylight can adversely affect your mental health. Our immune systems are very important to us, and it's vital for us to support them, especially right now during these strange times we're living in. This means we absorb less vitamin D from the daylight when the clocks go back. In the winter months, the sunlight doesn't contain enough UVB radiation to make vitamin D. Also, this may lead to a drop in a hormone which assists our mental health, specifically mood, and that's called serotonin. Exposure to daylight is something which is really interesting too. If you think practically about the clock changes at this time of year, we actually have less daylight for the next few months. Generally, we get up in the dark, take part in some sort of activity for the day, and then we return home in the dark as well. Some people are more prone to accidents just after the clocks go back, as their ability to respond promptly to certain events may be slower than usual. Others have a condition called seasonal affective disorder that can be connected to decreased exposure to daylight, as I said earlier, and it causes a change in the person's mood to become lower and also with increased fatigue and irritability as well. So what can we do to help our overall health and well-being when the clocks go back? Looking at your sleep pattern and making changes to help you get a better quality of sleep is a good one. More information on sleeping well can be found in the Stay Healthy podcast I did earlier this year at the beginning of September 2020. We can also consider altering our diet to include more natural vitamin D, things like red meat, eggs, or oily fish, for example. Altering your dietary intake for the winter, as well as considering the vitamin D boosting foods I just told you about, you could include more spinach, which has lots of vitamin C and iron in it. Or how about whole grains? Whole grains stabilise your blood sugar really well, and they also help towards stopping you get the munchies. You know, the moment when you reach for the sugary biscuits or sweets. Indeed, I know that one very well. Another thing that will assist us to manage our health through the winter is making sure we don't get dehydrated. We wear a lot more layers of clothing, therefore more potential of perspiration. We perhaps don't drink enough fluid and therefore we become dehydrated. Drinking plenty of fluids is key to remaining hydrated. And did you know that if you're dehydrated, your mood can actually become lower and your concentration poorer? Interesting, hey? Be prepared for the clocks going back this weekend. Look after your health and take care of yourselves and others. It won't be that long till the winter leaves and springtime comes back again. Hold that thought. Thanks for listening. Stay well. Bye for now.